Hello, I'm Gary Colmes, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for May the 20th. Today's devotion is entitled, Seeking Revelation Without Repentance. We'll be looking at the Old Testament reading from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 28, verse 15. Then Samuel said to Saul, "Why have you disturbed me by bringing me up?" Saul answered, "I am in great distress, for the Philistines are warring against me, and God has turned away from me and answers me no more." 1 Samuel recorded one of the most mysterious and tragic scenes in Saul's life. Desperate for guidance before battle, Saul visited the medium at Endor after God no longer answered him. Theologians have debated the identity of the figure who appeared. Some believe it was a demonic impersonation. Others suggest psychological trickery or deception by the medium. A third view, which seems most likely, understands the figure to have truly been Samuel, not through the medium's power, but by God's sovereign intervention. The text repeatedly identifies the figure as Samuel, not as a counterfeit spirit. Samuel accurately predicted Saul's defeat and death. The medium herself appeared shocked and terrified, suggesting something happened beyond her expectation or control. God may have intervened uniquely, not to validate necromancy, but to pronounce final judgment upon Saul. Ironically, Saul had earlier expelled mediums from Israel in outward obedience to God's law, yet now, in desperation, he sought help from the very practice he once condemned. Saul had stopped listening to God long before God stopped answering him. This moment marked the climax of his spiritual decline. Saul's story warns us that when people refuse God's word, they often begin searching for false or forbidden substitutes. We may not seek mediums, but we can look elsewhere for direction apart from God. We can chase worldly wisdom, feelings, popular opinion, or whatever promises quick and easy answers. God desires repentant hearts before he grants direction. Proverbs 1:23 gives the proper order. "If you turn at my reproof, behold, I pour out my spirit to you. I will make my words known to you." God calls us to turn first and receive revelation second. Sometimes we want God's guidance while resisting God's authority. Saul did not seek God with humility. He wanted information without surrender. We must remember that true revelation begins with repentance. We must guard against the danger of seeking counsel without any intention to obey it. Let's pray. Dear Father, search our hearts and reveal areas where we have resisted your voice. Forgive us for seeking answers apart from your word and your will. Give us humble and repentant hearts that desire obedience. Teach us to seek you first and to trust your guidance. In Jesus' name, amen.